With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Continuing the theme of shade trees for your landscape, this week's discussion will be on maples. Maples are any species from the genus Acer, most of which are native to Asia. About 15 species are economically important to the horticulture industry in the United States, with the red maple being the best-selling tree in the U.S. Most maples will have an orangish-red fall color due to the increased sugar levels in the sap. This excess sugar gives off a more vibrant fall color than other alternative shade trees. Because fall color is the main reason customers buy maples, it is common to see the majority of maples sold in the fall, when customers can cherry-pick the best-looking fall trees from garden centers and nurseries. One surefire way to tell whether a tree is a maple or not is to look for the whirlybirds. These seeds, known as samaras, will form in late summer and early autumn. The size of the seeds depends on the species of maple in question. Leaf shape, while common throughout most of the Acer genus, will not always be pointed leaflets. The box elder tree has leaves more reminiscent of elms than traditional maples, but will also have the samaras that betray its close relation to other maple trees. Keep an eye out for these seeds in the upcoming weeks and try to clean up whatever you can. The prolific seeding of maple species leads to excessive seedlings in the landscape if the seeds cannot be removed in the fall. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.